Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, July 17th. I'm Arla Kuziz. Harvard researchers have used a historic study of St. Louis children to link living closer to Coldwater Creek in North St. Louis County to an increased risk of cancer.
The modern authors tracked down thousands of those participants and learned about their health histories. And that means they can tie cancer risk to exposure that happened before cleanup efforts started.
St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum speaks with editor Brian Moline about how the study offers the latest evidence that the radioactive site has made residents sick. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. The Senate has approved a rescission package aimed at clawing back money for foreign aid and public broadcasting. Missouri GOP Senators Eric Schmidt and Josh Hawley voted early this morning to cut more than $1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and more than $8 billion for foreign aid. Illinois Democratic Senators Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin opposed the legislation. Durbin said yesterday that Republican senators are only supporting this move because they're scared of President Donald Trump.
Because Donald Trump doesn't care about the impact of these cuts, he only cares about the bended knee, the craven congressman, the servile senator.
The legislation will need to pass the House again before Friday's deadline to be sent to President Trump. A Missouri House committee held its first meeting on Wednesday over possible property tax reform. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports.
The committee heard 4 hours of testimony at its first meeting that included multiple people warning about being too broad with any potential changes to property taxes. Matt Bowen, director of the Missouri Ambulance Association, said addressing property taxes will require a, quote, scalpel approach instead of a broader strategy.
Our lower population counties, if we arbitrarily and randomly assign caps, these counties are going to suffer drastically, specifically when it comes to those essential services.
Republican House Speaker John Patterson established the committee in June. The committee will hold 5 more meetings across the state, including one on August 20th in St. Louis. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Advocates are demanding Ameren, Missouri forgive electricity debt and extend its disconnection pause for people affected by the tornado. 36 organizations and politicians sent a letter to Ameren's CEO yesterday. Christian Blackman is with Tenants Transforming Greater St. Louis. She says the tornado hit an area where people were already struggling to pay electric bills.
Ultimately, this is about Ameren, right? This is about capitalism. This is about a system that intentionally has specific demographics of people face these type of issues.
Before the tornado, state regulators gave Ameren permission to raise electricity rates. The advocates say that has made a dangerous situation worse. The city of St. Louis recently completed safety improvements near the Ted Drews frozen custard on Chippewa Street. St. Louis Public Radio's Olivia Mizell has more.
The improvements include barriers separating people from the street, improved lighting, and a relocation of the parking lot entrance. These come after several incidents. 2 pedestrians were killed by cars there in 2022, and most recently, a driver veered into the parking lot, hospitalizing 6. Some customers eating at Ted Drew's Wednesday afternoon say they didn't know changes had been made, but Katie Schneier grew up nearby and says she's happy with the changes.
I think it does seem like it should help a lot with safety and people trying to cross. It's a busy street, so the light and the fencing, I think, will be a big help.
Some residents said on social media that the changes should have happened years ago. I'm Olivia Mizell, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Regional Arts Commission is distributing about $3.7 million to arts and cultural organizations in the St. Louis area. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, RAC leaders say this funding comes as federal cuts and corporate sponsorship of the arts has dipped.
The grants are being distributed to 122 organizations across the St. Louis area. The funding comes as the Trump administration's cuts to the National Endowment of the Arts have been detrimental to some groups. Vanessa Cooksey is president and CEO of the Regional Arts Commission. She says RAC has created another fund for some organizations that have lost federal money. Cooksey says the new funding options better prepare RAC to be nimble.
If St. Louis is going to have a thriving arts and culture scene and experiences for residents and visitors, RAC has to be positioned to respond to the crisis.
The Center of Creative Arts and the International Institute of St. Louis are a few groups receiving grant funding. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
The St. Louis County Council has approved a new Animal Protective Association shelter in North County. The local animal welfare organization, which has a shelter and a vet clinic in Brentwood, has 18 months to submit a site development plan to the Planning Commission. The development will be located southwest of the intersection of Benham and Redmond Roads. A renovated version of an already existing building on the site will contain an adoption center and office space. A new 10,000-square-foot building will house the animal clinic, education center, and outdoor dog park. Five council members voted yes on the bill Tuesday night, and two were absent. Researchers at Harvard University have used participants from a decades-old study of baby teeth to link those who lived near Coldwater Creek in North St. Louis County to increased cancer risks. St. Louis Public Radio editor Brian Moline spoke with health reporter Sarah Fentum about how the study offers the latest evidence for what residents have insisted for decades, that exposure to certain sites has made people sick.
Sarah, can you give us a quick primer on what Coldwater Creek is and why it's associated with people getting sick?
Coldwater Creek is a 19-mile tributary in North St. Louis County. It flows through Florissant, Blackjack, a lot of different communities. So a lot of people don't know that St. Louis was really involved in the Manhattan Project. We processed uranium here for the formation of nuclear weapons in the mid-century. And that production ends up creating nuclear waste, which was stored in parts of North St. Louis County and other parts of Missouri. And over time, that waste has sort of leached into dirt and groundwater in communities. And people who live in that part of the region say that that's made them sick and caused problems like cancer.
So other studies have linked exposure to the creek to cancer risk in the past. And what makes the study different?
There's a few things. So this study in particular looked at historical data based on addresses from a previous study. And the modern authors tracked down thousands of those participants and learned about their health histories. And that means they can tie cancer risk to exposure that happened before cleanup efforts started. Also, the study's authors say it shows a much stronger connection between cancer rates and proximity to this particular site. Not only were people that lived within 5 kilometers of the creek more likely to develop cancer, they were more likely to develop certain types of cancer that are associated with radiation, breast cancer, leukemia, thyroid cancer. And another interesting thing about this is that it used participants in the former St. Louis Baby Teeth Survey.
Okay, so tell us about the baby teeth study and why that's important.
So from the 1950s through about 1970, children in St. Louis donated their baby teeth to scientists who were looking for the effects downwind of nuclear testing. They were looking at teeth in particular because teeth act as kind of baby fossils. Once something is kind of embedded in there, it stays. And that study ultimately led to a ban on nuclear testing. It was a big deal in the 60s. But those teeth also contained a helpful link. Kids who submitted those teeth included a little card with their childhood address on it. And so by contacting those participants and referring to those childhood addresses, the study authors can make a direct link between distance and cancer, even if this particular study didn't exactly look at the teeth themselves. It looked at the addresses of people, and that gave them a lot of information about the distance, and then they could make those connections.
And Sarah, how does this connect to news that we've heard about the radiation exposure compensation for people who lived near Coldwater Creek?
It's really hard to connect an individual case or person that has cancer and say, this was because you swam in Coldwater Creek when you were a kid in the 60s or the 70s. What these kinds of studies do is they provide more evidence. And so you can't make that particular connection because people are exposed to so many different things. But what you can do is look at population level data. And so this is another piece that makes that connection stronger.
That was St. Louis Public Radio health reporter Sarah Fentum speaking with STLPR's Brian Moline about a new Harvard study that further links people who lived near Coldwater Creek to increased cancer risk. Our Brian Moline edited that piece. You can read more at stlpr.org. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Ala Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.